A new report from Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost shows human trafficking task forces are driving most of the state's sex buyer arrests. From 2019 through 2025, Columbiana County reported 710 arrests, the most in Ohio. Mahoning County had 41, while Stark and Portage counties each reported 23. The report determined sex buyers typically receive minimal jail time and modest fines, with court-ordered education programs now commonly used as part of sentencing. A Minerva teen accused in a Canton crash that seriously injured two people is asking for more time to hire new legal counsel. 18-year-old Abigail Nelson was scheduled for a status hearing today in Canton Municipal Court, but filings say she requested a continuance after her previous attorney stepped down. Nelson is charged with aggravated vehicular assault in an April 26th crash on Route 30 near Raff Road. Police say her vehicle was eastbound when it rear-ended another car, left the roadway, and rolled over, ejecting four passengers. Nelson allegedly was intoxicated at the time of the crash. A stretch of the Tuscarawas River in Massillon turned red this week, but city officials say there's no threat to the public. Engineers say a local business discharged a food-grade, non-toxic red dye into the wastewater system Monday night, causing red-tinted water to flow through the city's treatment plant and into the river. The Ohio EPA and Stark County Hazmat officials have investigated the incident. City officials say the dye is not harmful to people, animals, or plants, but the source could face fines. Stark County is set to receive nearly $5.5 million in state capital funding for projects. The largest allocation, $1.75 million, goes to the Canton Palace Theater for expansion and renovation. Other cultural funding includes support for Arts in Stark, the McKinley Presidential Library and Museum, and the National First Ladies Library and Museum, along with smaller arts projects in Massillon and Louisville. The package also includes hundreds of thousands of dollars for park improvements in Massillon, Jackson Township, North Canton, as well as funding for social service and veterans programs. The Portage Animal Protective League says it is at capacity after rescuing more than 40 animals from neglect cases over the past several days. The shelter took in 11 dogs and 8 cats Monday from what officials called unlivable conditions and say additional animals may still be coming. As a result, the facility closed Tuesday to focus on care for the new arrivals. The agency is urging the public to adopt available pets and donate supplies or money to help ease the overcrowding. Three people remain in critical but stable condition after a crash early today in Salem Township. The Highway Patrol says a pickup failed to yield at a stop sign on Tea Garden Road just before 1 a.m. and was hit by a southbound car on State Route 45. One person was ejected from a vehicle. Two victims were flown to a Youngstown hospital, while a third was taken by ambulance. Troopers say none of the occupants were wearing seatbelts. Alcohol and drugs are not believed to be factors. The wreck is under investigation. A dog declared vicious after an attack on a woman will be euthanized. The owner dropped a court challenge Tuesday to the vicious dog designation issued by the Columbiana County Dog Warden. The dog was one of two accused of attacking Penny Brown while she was walking in Middleton Township May 15th. Brown suffered serious injuries and was flown to a Youngstown hospital. The prosecutor's office says possible criminal charges against the dog owners remain under review. Smith Township is getting a new fiscal officer. Sue Terry, an accountant and CPA, was introduced during Tuesday's trustees meeting. She will take over the position July 1st. Terry replaces Deanna Mock, who was stepping down after being hired earlier this year. Terry will serve the remainder of an unexpired term, which runs through the end of 2028. Trustees approved the road department using their equipment to clear debris and hot spots at house fire sites. Part-time police officer Paul Vesco resigned after taking a part-time job elsewhere. Saturday is cleanup day at Maple Ridge Park from 8 to 1. The Highway Patrol has identified the victim of a fatal two-vehicle crash on I-76 in Mahoning County. 30-year-old Stephen Richardson of Cleveland was driving a semi, which rear-ended a dump truck that was slowing for traffic near Lake Milton May 21st. The semi caught fire after the collision. The other driver, a 62-year-old Conneaut man, suffered minor injuries. Westbound 76 was closed for about 3 hours during the investigation. An Austintown man has made his first court appearance after being charged in a child sex crimes case. 71-year-old James West is facing two counts of sexual battery and one count of importuning in connection with an incident that allegedly occurred at his home last October. Investigators say the case came to light after the child's parents reported the allegations to police. During his initial court appearance, bond was set at $50,000. A Struthers man will spend 2 years in prison for a drunken driving crash last year that seriously injured another driver. 76-year-old Don Hinkle was sentenced Friday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court after pleading guilty to aggravated vehicular assault. Investigators say Hinkle had a blood alcohol level of 0.198 when he crossed left of center on State Route 7 in Beaver Township and caused a head-on crash. The victim suffered multiple fractures and was bedridden for months. Two more water leaks at the Mahoning County Board of Elections have raised new concerns about the condition of its current home at Oak Hill Renaissance Place. Elections Director Tom McCabe says leaks Friday and Tuesday came close to damaging hundreds of thousands of dollars in poll books and other election equipment. The Vindicator reports one leak destroyed destroyed 6 boxes of absentee ballot envelopes board officials have been pushing to move, warning that a major building failure could jeopardize election operations. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.